Thank you. One more time. One thing about these slower type tunes, you know, one thing I always notice, and I just want to make a note of this, it's not that I want to give a lesson or anything, but so always remember you have more time to play the notes than you think. And if you ever notice in a session environment, there's always a tendency for things to speed up, especially in the slow tunes. So you just make sure you just take the time and not rush the notes. Play each note, make each note count, and then that'll help hold you back a little bit from rushing to the next note and speeding the tune up. Of course, these tunes overall are played a little faster, but not, I don't think that the Butterfly is played terribly faster than that. So anyway, lovely tunes. So I think I saw Michael posted something about the master sessions. So I just want to point out, just in case you don't know, we have the boxes on Boxing Day. If you don't know what Boxing Day is, that's St. Stephen's Day, the day after Christmas. And we're definitely in need of some people. We're okay. We're about at average at this time of the week. But I'm hoping not to have a major rush on Saturday like we did last week. But excuse me, if you can't go, that's fine. I certainly understand, but if you could share the information, that would be very, very helpful to us. And we've got such a lineup. I have more people for the boxes on Boxing Day than we've had on any of the master sessions. And I do want to be able to give them a reasonable amount of money for their time. And of course, you know, there's many box players out there, but these are definitely phenomenal box players. Go ahead, Lisa. You look like you want to say something. Oh, no. You good?
No. I was actually just, I was thinking to myself, I'm going to go edit your website to put their bios in.
Oh, okay. Great. Thank you.
Might Lisa, take a little while.
Yeah. Well, you know, Lisa's doing a great job with all that stuff, and I'm delighted to have her because I couldn't do it all myself. So.
Talk about who's
going to
be there. Tell them.
Well, so, yeah, Jan said I should tell you who's going to be there if you don't know. So, Damian Mullane, these are all, compared to me anyway, they're all young fellas. So, Damian Mullane is in the, of course, there's nobody touring right now, but he was on the 25th anniversary of Riverdance, along with Haley Richardson on fiddle. Damian was the accordion player. And I was really delighted for Haley in particular. It was very... dear friend of mine I've mentored for many years. I got to play Radio City Music Hall before COVID put a kibosh on everything. But Damien's a phenomenal player. He's all the accordion players have different techniques, a different approach to the music. So you may or may not like some styles, but they're all really, really good. David Munley, to me, is one of the best out there. He's a phenomenal musician. He does a lot of not just Irish stuff, but he does a lot of European stuff, you know, Breton and French Canadian, Swedish, all kinds of stuff. But of course, we'll be doing mostly Irish music for the accordions, but just the scope of his talent and his ability. Dahi Gormley is probably one of the best contemporary traditional players there is. He's got a very solid very hardcore traditional style of playing, and lovely swing in his music. I'm not sure about the diversity of what he does, but I know for sure that the trad stuff he plays is really, really beautiful music. And of course, the one and only Phil Cunningham, Scottish representative. You've lived a very quiet life if you don't know who Phil Cunningham is, but he was the accordion player with Silly Wizard, but he's also, I think he got an OBE or an MBE from the Queen, I think. But anyway, he's an amazing writer. He's been on many movies. He's got a Christmas show on right now. I think it's on tonight. He does an annual Christmas show every year, and this year, of course, it's virtual. So, but he's been with many bands. Relativity was a great group that he was with his brother Johnny and Trina O'Donnell and Micheál O'Donnell. But anyway, there you go. So that's basically it. And I probably have to do some more box players down the road, maybe in February. I
We
want
got Dermot.
to. Well, we have Dermot Byrne coming up, but I don't want to get that.
Oh,
You know,
you're not getting that right.
yeah.
Sorry.
So, but maybe you know, because I want to get some of the, like, Josephine Marsh and some people like that, and I have to have feelers out for other well-known musicians that you would know, and hopefully, if we can keep it going, you know, that's the hard part. It's a lot of work and a lot of publicity and advertising, and we're not paying for advertising because we can't afford it. So it's just basically word of mouth. So any help you can give us would be great. And I'm sorry for going on so long, but and I think also I do this every week because I was asked to. The tip jar is up there, I think, and if it's not, Lisa can put it up there if anybody's interested. So, you want to do your ash plant set?
Oh yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So, how does that go again? So I see E minor. It's already written down. Okay, and then yeah. We'll get there.
You know you're a real fan when you know his sets better than he does.
My wife keeps me on the straight and narrow. And she made me a nice cup of Barry's Irish tea. I forgot my little cottage with the turf, though. So just to give you an idea, yesterday I got the news. My friend passed away, and then I got these in the mail. Too much of a glare, I think. But anyway, I got my CD in the mail, 100 CDs. I was so excited. I pulled it out just to check it, and they're all screwed up. They're all missed, all 100 of them. So now I have to go back to the manufacturer and get. I'm going to just do the CDs, the disc, and then I have to take the shrink wrap off. And then when I get them and I put them back in the. I tell you, yesterday was a bad day, but we're celebrating today. We're celebrating my son's birthday. And we're celebrating my friend's life today with music. He was a great lover of music. He didn't play, but I taught his kids before I came to America. And actually, one of his sons, Daniel, is in Virginia now. And then his daughter became a doctor. Very, very smart young kid. So I used to have a little Cayley band that I used to teach with about 12 kids, all different instruments. And it was a lot of fun. So. But John Hutchison, just remember him in your prayers. He's up there debating with my dad, I'm sure, all about music and cultures and arguing about this organization and that organization and how bad they are and how the Irish can never get anything done. All right, so we're... Okay. Okay, here we go. Ready? 3, 4, and...